In today's gospel, Jesus lays out his mission in graphic terms. I have come to set the earth on fire. He was talking about that spiritual fire that burns in every one of us who hear his word, choose to believe it, and dare to follow him. If we choose to believe that we are loved by the God who created us and sustains us into existence, our hearts will burn with love for him and for our neighbor, who is created in his image, just like us. Jesus ignited that fire by his passion. He himself was the fuel for the fire. And the fire spread at Pentecost when he poured out his Holy Spirit upon the apostles. The fire of the Spirit drove them out of their locked room and opened their mouths to proclaim the good news of salvation. They spread the fire through the whole world and through all time, and thanks be to God, it has come down to us. That fire is present in every sacrament we receive. As I reflected on this passage, I thought of examples of what it means for a Christian to have that fire of God's love burning within him. The example that really struck me was Pope John Paul II's first visit to Poland in 1979, his first visit as Pope. Of course, at that time, Poland was controlled by the communists, and they had suppressed the Catholic faith for decades. When he celebrated his first Mass in Warsaw, a million people attended, and he gave the homily of his life. He said that the people of Poland, because of their long suffering, played a special role as witnesses of Jesus' cross and resurrection. Then he asked the people if they accepted that role in history. And a million people responded, and they shouted, "We want God! We want God!" They were on fire for God. Brothers and sisters, we have God. We have Jesus, body and blood, soul and divinity. We have the grace of the sacraments. We have the freedom to worship God every day of the week. We have his Holy Spirit living within us. But do we appreciate the blessings that we have? Do we have the fire of love for God and our neighbor burning in us? I grieve for the many members of my family and your families who have stopped practicing the faith. I hear about people leaving the church because they weren't getting anything out of Mass. Well, you have to ask, what were they giving in the Mass? As you're well aware, Eucharist means thanksgiving. How much were they giving God in prayer? Were they even praying? Did they have a relationship with God, or were they looking for worship that is simply emotional and entertaining and doesn't require much effort on their part? There was a time in my life when I let the fire of the Spirit die out. I was raised Catholic, but as a young adult, I let my desire for the things of the world overcome my desire for God. Eventually, the things of the world let me down, as they always do. And when I reached the point in my life where life didn't make sense anymore, I cried out to God to help me. God called me back to himself. He called me to repent and ask forgiveness for having abandoned him. He called me back to the life of the church and the sacraments. He began to speak to me in a personal way through his word. The point I'm trying to make is each of us has a responsibility for keeping the fire of Christ burning in us. We tell the catechumens preparing for baptism that the sacraments are not magic. For them to have an effect on us, we have to have faith in the one whose power is present in them. Think of the times when Jesus healed people, then said to them, "Your faith has made you well." There were also times when Jesus could not even work miracles because the faith of the people was so weak. Each of us should examine ourselves to see if we're giving God the love and the time that he deserves, not to make ourselves feel guilty, but to discern if we might be preventing God from giving us the grace that he wants to give us. Maybe you haven't had a deep relationship with the Lord. It's never too late. God is always waiting to have an intimate relationship with you. Take the advice of St. James. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Develop the habit of talking with God every day in prayer. Read scripture every day. Listen for the Lord speaking to your heart. Develop an awareness of the grace God is offering you through the church. So let's pray now. Ask the Holy Spirit to inspire us to do our part to keep his fire burning inside of us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.